Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the eighth day of the month of Elul. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, which you can subscribe for anytime at ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, ou.org/Tehillim Call. Including the four children we daven for regularly here, Alina Orna, Bas Chen Chana, Yehoshua Heschel, Ben Nechama Devora, Raya, Bas Michal, and Pesach Bitzal, Ben Chaya Batsheva, Bevei, and all need of Refuah, have a Refuah Shalema. For whatever reason, for whatever purpose, we join the daily call, davening for ourselves, for others. May all of our tefillos be answered, Latova, for good. Additionally, please keep in mind all those being held captive, our precious brothers and sisters being held in Gaza, and our Vin Netanel Ben Sonet Ziona, unjustly held in Iran. May they speedily be returned home to their families today. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the daily call and introduce Rabbi David Asher of Knesset Beth Israel in Richmond, Virginia, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. It'll be followed by Rabbi Asher slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, and 142. That will be followed by Achinu, recited in Hebrew and translated as well in English. And then Rabbi Asher will lead us in our three daily Mishaberach for Tzahal, the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'cholim, pausing to give us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. B'chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Asher.
Hi, everyone. Thank you very much, Rav Naftali. I wanted to share an idea that's special for today. In my lifetime, September 11th was that moment, and this being the day when so many of our fellow Americans are grieving and distraught. We are grieving and distraught. But for me, maybe that was the moment, maybe for some of you as well, when there was a certain kind of innocence that was lost. And this is the first September 11th commemoration since October 7th. And really, those 2 days represent a certain extraordinary kind of destruction. But of course, also, as we know, a certain kind of reference point for us in terms of our history. And when we think of the Parsha, and we think, what is the moment in Jewish history where we look back and we see such horrific loss of life followed by something remarkable that I'd like to analyze for a moment here this morning? That is, we make reference, Parshas Ki Tseh, to the fact that we have this extraordinary relationship, this negative relationship with the people of Moab. And perhaps most famously comes up when we get to Shavuos and Megillas Rus and we flip it around in a positive way when we focus on that. But there is this prohibition, unique prohibition. It's not just marrying any non-Jew, but specifically the people of Moab who are bent on our destruction. And when we think back to September 11th, we think back to October 7th, we see that there is an evil in this world that is bent on the destruction of what is good, of what is righteous. And how did we respond to the people of Moab when they sought our destruction? Unfortunately, 24,000 lives were lost. Maybe the September 11th for them, in a sense, in the Midbar, when Moab tried to stop our journey, our march to our destiny, to stop our journey to the land of Israel. 24,000 lives were lost as a result of their efforts to get us to sin and their efforts to destroy us. And of course, nothing happens without a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But when we think back to that time, how did we move forward? How did we process the trauma of having lost 24,000 there in the aftermath of the great treachery that was Noah's efforts to thwart us? And Hashem goes to Moshe, and he says to Moshe and to the Kohen Gadol, to Elazar, he says to them, take a census of the Jewish people. What does that mean, take a census of the Jewish people? It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a love for us. So just to see who was left? No, because there's a certain way to cherish each person. It was a way of Hashem telling Moshe, count up the people, not to just see who the survivors are, because this is enough to continue those who are lost, to continue on this journey that they helped start. There is enough, there is a remnant, there is a Jewish people that is still intact. The Jewish journey is not over. It feels like this loss is so tremendous. Like, will we be able to achieve and have progress and have success? And Hashem tells Moshe, yes, the Jewish people will, as evidenced by the fact that we are going to continue on with these numbers and with those numbers and counting up each of the Shvatim, each of the tribes. And thinking about this idea now for the last few weeks, actually, considering that our hearts and minds are so often now on the war in Gaza, Israel rising anti-Semitism, but specifically recently the loss of life of the hostages, and thinking every day about trying to preserve as much life as we can because we value life. And thinking about this, we realize there's a certain kedusha to the people of Israel. And these kedoshim, who we recently lost, and the kedoshim that we, there's a certain kedusha, which is why you and I are so focused on the people who are being held hostage, but more than that, focused on Israel. Why? It's so far away. Is there a holiness to the land of Israel as we know? The truth is that you and I, like the census teaches us, that every time we interact with our brothers and sisters, every time we interact with another member of our community, with a member of the tribe, so to speak, someone that we were with at Har Sinai, someone that we're marching on in our destiny, that too is coming in direct contact with Kedusha. It's like we're thinking that the land of Israel has Kedusha, the people of Israel have Kedusha. And Hashem is telling Moshe, after this great loss, this great destruction of what happened with Moab, that Moab wasn't successful. And look at all the Kedusha, look at all the people, in a sense, with this, endowed with this holiness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon us, we can go ahead and achieve all of the hopes and dreams of the generations past and can continue journeying forward with the people now with you in the Midbar. Well, hopefully when we think about September 11th at some point today, as we all should, joining with our fellow Americans and our compatriots here and understanding these terrible tragedies of September 11th right after, in a sense, the first September 11th after October 7th, we understand how fortunate we all are to come in contact, whether it's directly or whatever the case may be, with another fellow Jew, to come in contact with Kedusha on a regular basis, to cherish each of those opportunities. Because when we understand what we lost, we certainly can understand what we have and what we're trying to achieve going forward. So with that, let me take a moment to start the Tehillim, thinking about this horrific war and challenges that are related to it. And let's now pour out our hearts in our ancient words of Tehillim, starting with Psalm number 20. I'll recite it slowly in the Hebrew and continue on to the other Tehillim thereafter. Amnat Seach Mizmor David. Ya'ancha Adonai b'yom sara, Yisagevcha Hashem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha mikodesh, Shemitzion yisadecha, Yizkor kol minchosecha, V'yolotcha yidash nesela, Yitein lecha chivavecha, V'chol atzascha yimalei, Nebranan Avishua Techa Uvashem Alohen Go Yimalay Adonai Kol Mishalo Techa. Ataya Dati Ki Yoshi Adonai Mishicho Yanei Mishmei Kacho Bivura Tiesha Yemino Eile Verechev Yeile Basusim Vanachnu B'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Naskim. Heima Korvina Folo Vanachnu Kamno V'Nisodom. Adonai Oshio HaMelech Ya'aneinu V'Yom Kareinu. Psalm number 23, Tehillim L'Chaf Gimel. He is more than David. Adonai Ro'i Lo Asar. Minot dashi yarbi tseini, ame minuchos yina aleini. Nafshi yishovek, amchein vizvach etzedek, l'man shimo. Gam ki eilech, v'geis almovet, lo irado ki ato yimadi. Shivtucho mishantucho heim, ayinach amuni. Tarok lefon ashrocho neged tzorroi bishanta v'shem en roshim kosi devayo. Ach tov v'chesed yedefuni kol yimei chayai. V'shafti b'veis adonai v'orach yamin. Yehulim kuf chof alef. Psalm 121. Shir lamalo tesai nail heharim yayin yavo ezrim. Ezrimi Adonai Osei Shamayim V'aret Ayitelu Mereglecha Ayanum Shomerecha Hinei Lo Yanum V'lo Yishan Shomer Yisrael Adonai Shomerecha Adonai Tzilcha Yad Minecha Yomam Hashem Eshel Yakeka V'yarei Achbalai Lo Adonai Yishmorcha Mikol Ra, Yishmor, Es Nafshecha. Adonai Yishmorcheis Chavoecha, Me'ata V'yad Olam.
Tehillim 130, Psalm Kuf Lamed, Shir HaMalos, Mamakim, Kratzicha Adonai. Adonai Yishmorcha V'koli, Tehen Azach HaKashivot, V'kol Tachinai. Im avanos tishmar yo Adonai niyamon Keim achas v'cha v'man t'yivarei Kivisi Adonai kipsa nafshi v'libaro hokalti Nafshi l'adonam shum l'boker shum l'boker Yechayisir Adonai ki im Adonai achas t'ver b'ymo f'dos The whole you set to sail, Mikol Avonosov. Yehillim Kuf Mem Beis, Psalm 142. Laskil Davin, V'yosav Amarach Tepilo. Koli Adonai Ezov, Koli Adonai Eschanon. Yishvok Levanem Slichi, Tereos Rufanov Agin. The faith of our Ruchi, but I don't see what's the word of the Allah, Tamu Fakhli. Have a mean revenge, Maki, Avamunas, me and name, there is an Ashe. The Akhti, Locha, the name, Marti, Tamasi, Telki, there is a Hayim. Hakshiva, we not think, in the Lost, and what a glimmer of fact, he am so many. Hotziyo mimasker nafshi, v'hodos tashemelcho, v'yachtir tzadikim, yisigmo alay. Achein kol beit Yisrael, hanesun ha-matzor v'shivyo, ha-om nimen v'yom v'en v'yom v'shom, ha-kom yirachem aleihem, v'yotziyem mitzor levach mutzelo ora m'shiva l'geula. Hashta v'agala v'zman kariv v'nomar, amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to release, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom. Now, swiftly and soon, let us say Amen. Yishaberach to the Israel Defense Forces. Yishaberach Avosteinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov V'Yivareich.
es chayalei tzva ganel Yisrael, v'anshei kochot ha-bitachon, hamdim ha-mishmar etzeinu, v'arei Eloheinu migvul ha-venom v'yagvar mitzrayim min ha-yam ha-gadol ha-davo ha-rava b'yavad, v'chol makom she-hem b'yavasha, v'avir v'yom. Yitin ha-danai tzaveinu, ha-chimim aleinu nigafim f'nehem ha-kadosh baruch hu, v'yishmur v'yatzeh chayalei nukotev tzuka, v'chol negol machalo, v'yishlach bracha v'hatzlacha b'chol ma'asei deyan, Yeah, verse and after the Amir Shem Khati Shua, Terrace and Sakhon, Kriyam Hemakasov, Kadamel Hechem, Halechim Lachem, 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 Ramar, Amen. Shabirach for those being held in captivity, hostages, Nishabirach Avasenu, Abraham Isaac Yaakov, Yosef Moshe, Yaron, Dobre Shlomo, Uyvarech, Vishmor, Vin, Torah, Nedrake, the Vahagan of Israel, Shriyov. As kol achenu hanesinu b'tzar v'shivya, ha'om v'avur shekol ha'kohol ha'kadosh ha'zem k'palo b'avura, v'dosh v'ruchu y'malei rachim malayim, y'otzim choshev v'tzom avas mosresem y'natek, v'msuk o'tzehim o'shiyerim, v'yishivim mehera l'chikim shkotzehem, yodu, v'nei chastov v'nei olostov v'nei adam, v'yom v'hem nekro shkosuv, v'yei, Hashem Yishuvu Mavod Tzion Berina B'simcha Sol Mar Roshom Sosem B'simcha Yesigo V'nosu Yagam V'yanocha V'nomar Amen. Mishaberach V'cholem Mishaberach V'tzen Avram Yitzhak V'yakov Moshe V'yaron Dov V'shlom V'yivarach V'yirape Esacholem Kadosh Baruch Hu Malei Rachmi Aleihem Lachimam Pesam Hakuzit Kam Lachiyosam Yishlach Lahem Nehira Shvashim Yisram Kermach V'Reim Sagdayim Sal Shachol Yisrael Tzot Nefesh Shvash Haguf Hashem Vagoz Mankriv Amar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Asher. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please, God, in the Yiratz Hashem, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.